Monday night. Bar Halacha and Chol Avoda. Or L'chol Dalit. So the Shlah, HaKadosh, and Rav Yonasan Eibishitz and other Svarim write that this last week before Rosh Hashanah is a very special week. We already have gone through one day of the final week. Rosh Hashanah is Monday, and we just finished Monday. And they tell us to try to infuse each day with special avodas, Hashem, being more serious, and maybe we could be mechaper on the year of Mondays and the year of Tuesdays and the year of Wednesdays and so on. That's all. So what's the practical halacha? Is to try to do that, especially as we embark upon, and I say we're one day late, this final week before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvadas, and we're learning Shaira Kniyah, and he's talking about the Anhogas of the Baal Kniyah, and we're up to number six. And number six is that Shiyya Yikar Ruach, it should actually be somewhat of a, Yikar Ruach really means someone that's striving for things. He wants to acquire things, accumulate things. What does that mean? Binyani olam haba. So what does that mean? What does that have to do with kniyah? So a yaspik lo mehem mashi is dame. He shouldn't be satisfied with whatever comes to his hand, but he should search out areas to grow in. This is where kniyah comes in. Yimad be'ein of ma'aseihu, he should feel like, what have I done already? Like, I didn't really accomplish much in terms of avodas Hashem. Let me strive for more. He should be too little. He should say, I didn't really do that much. Let me do more. V'yimad be'ein of ma'aseihu v'avodoso v'yicholto v'yishtadluso in avodas Hashem in the Yoni Olam Haba. The sigma nafsho ma'ashalam alam is etomen, and you should strive for more. This is very interesting, because usually the pasuk is quoted, and what's stressed is the vayig balibo part, which is what the pasuk says. But the Chavis Halvada says it's coming from a place of kniyah, that you're feeling that you haven't done enough. The stress, that's how he understands the stress of vayig balibo b'darkei Hashem, is that you are memayit be'einecho what you have done. And mainly, you want to do more. You want to do what you're capable of doing. The Yisrael al Nafsho al Kitzura ben Yoni Terosu l'fnei Elokim l'fnei Bnei Adam. This doesn't go over well nowadays. The Chavis Halvada says you should always feel that you've come up short in your avodas Hashem. But the point is, and therefore you want to do more. You're just not saying therefore you should get depressed. He's saying, therefore, you want to strive for more. But the striving for more, the reason it's a manifestation of kniyah, is that this is the way the person should think, the mindset, that he's striving for more because he really hasn't done all that much and he really should be doing more. Yivakesh me'elukim ezer v'omitz lohosev avodamasi tovim. You always have to ask Hashem to siyata dishmaya in doing that, because really he's going above his comfort zone. Chavis is saying, be memayit in your own eyes what you've done so that you'll climb more. But really, you're doing something above what you're used to doing, and therefore I think he makes the point of saying, you should ask for siyata d'shmaya in lehosev avodu v'masim tovim. Moshenemar achalayi konu d'rakhoi lishmor chukecha. Achalayi is a maloshen of ochil. He's misaver. He wants. Okay, we'll stop here.